What's up? This is Josh from the Justice Geeks podcast, and this is Extra Geeky number four.
Extra Geeky number four.
Number four.
Number
two. We don't have to wait to be introduced. We can just start talking immediately.
It's Extra Geeky number two.
Yeah.
It's number four.
Number
this
two.
Is number four.
It's my second one, so it's number two.
It's a 2-4.
Sweet Raven.
It's a twofer.
It's a twofer.
Hey,
yeah.
I think I want to use
twofer
this,
Wednesday.
I think I want to use Tuesday. This music.
Is it Wednesday?
It's Tuesday. Thing.
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, Matt.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. Anywho, so Extra Geeky number four. And
happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, and yesterday was the Gov's birthday.
Yeah, happy belated birthday, Gov. But
happy
also,
birthday, the governor.
It's release day for Mad Max.
And Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yeah, and Metal Gear Solid 5.
Oh, what a lovely day.
What a lovely day. Hey, I've got some stuff for you guys.
Yeah. Mad Max gonna get, related. Are you going to get five?
It's Mad Max related. Yes, I've already got them.
Okay.
So I've got five and Mad Max. Don't ask me which one I'm going to play first. You'll get mad.
Okay.
I'm going to play Mad Max first.
I don't blame
first.
You. Okay, You're a grown man. You can make your own
That's
decisions.
Right.
Make
they
your
might
own
be
choices.
Poor decisions.
Mad
hey,
Max
sure.
is probably significantly
hey, look,
shorter.
Speaking
you
are, of decisions.
You can make those poor decisions.
Speaking of poor decisions, before we talk about the fall video game lineup and what a holiday season looks like for video gamers ahead, we were kind of just talking about this beforehand, and so we're just going to continue right now. So, all right.
Do no, what?
All right, look. What was the story that was on the internet?
It was on Thursday night.
Yeah.
Or no, it was just Thursday morning.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a story on Facebook that said you could like donate your testicle.
Oh, that's what we're talking
about. $35,000.
Oh, my God. We're really talking
we're
about
talk
this.
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, so, okay, so.
How much would it cost?
James,
for one testicle.
James was asked what it would take to become Tom Green, and he doesn't think. I mean, you do.
$35,000 is not enough. To
or
take
Lance
mine.
Armstrong.
Well, yeah, I was thinking about.
He could use $35,000.
Yeah, but so okay. So that's my question to you to kick off this Extra Geeky number four.
One testicle.
What
one.
Would? It, what is your buying point? Not testicles or anything else like that. What is your buying point? What is the amount of money that like it will take to get you to do some horrible things? Now, I don't necessarily need to know in detail what those horrible things are, especially you.
That's
but.
A case-by-case case case basis.
He's pointing at Logan.
I know. I was going to leave it to the imagination.
No, he's pointing at Logan. Yeah.
Especially
so,
you.
So
Logan.
If I were to say, hey, Logan, I spit for a week in this cup. What would it take to get you to drink that?
$100,000.
Bottom line?
$100,000.
For Matt.
Matt, what if you...
I'm just taking a guess Logan, for Logan.
Logan's like 20 bucks.
I'm taking a guess for Logan. I'm like...
Logan's like... And
here's a good
my
starting
own.
Point for a week of Josh's spit. $100,000.
$20,000.
20 grand?
He's going to start at 20. We'll start the bidding at 20.
Like, can I throw up in the middle of it?
No.
Like, oh, well, then I'm not even going to attempt that. Because
no, well,
I know
I don't know. I mean, as long
you name your price, Logan.
Like, yeah. I can't do I anything. It,
yeah, you just got to finish it.
I can't do anything gross without throwing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, $20,000.
$20,000.
$20,000.
I'm going to pick the size of the cup. Forgot to tell you that.
That's
so,
fine.
All right, sweet.
Big gulp.
I'm going to go buy me a really good cup and take it alone.
No, they've got Bubba Jugs. Have you seen those? Yeah. Get a Bubba Jug. It's like what?
What's
something?
A Bubba
hey,
Jug?
Hey, James, could your dad...
It's a mini cooler, but it's, you know, personal drinking.
Could your dad just
it's
hook
like 100
me up...
something ounces.
Could your dad just hook me up with a spit keg?
Yeah.
A spittoon?
Spit keg.
We can do that.
Yeah. Okay, so I think, Matt, you would probably do it for less than that.
I said 100,000.
He said 100.
I said 100,000.
I thought that was for Logan.
Yeah, mine would probably be more.
Okay, yeah.
I was just speaking.
Well, that's
for,
not that bad.
I was just
he was lowballing
Logan.
It for Logan.
Lots of college fraternities
week,
make
a
you do
week's
that.
Worth of your
saliva
spit.
I don't know any fraternity that's made people drink a week's worth of spit.
I'm sure it's been.
It's
worse.
Gonna happen now. Thanks, guys.
We called
no less than 100.
It's our fault.
No less than 100 G's is what I'm saying.
Okay, what's something less horrible than that? It's still bad. That you would maybe. You know, what would you do for 10 grand?
What would I do for 10 grand?
Would you take a hearty lick of a dog turd for 10 grand?
A hearty dog turd lick.
Like a peanut butter kind of like.
This is going to a dark.
Can
I just
place.
Use the tip?
No.
Got to
use a
hearty lick.
A hearty lick.
Like a.
Just like
just a full tongue.
Okay, Matt, yeah. Matt, hold on.
Full tongue in a dog turd.
You get a spoon and you dip it in the peanut butter and then you lick that.
Yeah.
Imagine dew.
Yeah.
You don't have to swallow it just to lick it. How much? Would you do that for 10 grand?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Who would do that for 10 grand?
100 grand.
That's my buy-in.
Someone give us 100 grand.
Deal.
Okay.
Deal.
100
grand.
100
grand. I'm going to give him a candy bar. The 100 grand candy
100
bar.
Grand. I will lick turds for 100 grand.
I'm going to go get him a candy bar.
It's on record. Matthew Wood would lick turds for $100,000.
For a candy bar. Coming this week on the Justice Geeks podcast.
What's your price? $100,000.
What would you lick a turd for? Yeah, what would you lick a turd for?
I would not lick a turd, sir.
Not for 100 grand?
No, it would go like 200 grand.
200 grand?
200 grand.
Okay. What's the worst thing you would do for 10 grand?
I don't know. I wouldn't do anything probably for 10 grand. I mean,
would you drink Bear Grylls pee?
I don't know. It might make me survive.
I don't know. It depends on if there's those assistants and hotel accommodations were available for you as well.
That's right.
Yeah. It's all fake. But
he's not.
It was
real.
A false flag. So what would you do? What's the most horrible thing you would do for 10
for
grand?
For 10 grand?
You'd have to be naked.
I was going to say, like, what I'll
James, you got to do something
James,
naked.
Here it is, James. For 10 grand. Could I get you to take a clown on a date?
No. I mean, maybe. It'd be dead.
I'd do that for 1 grand.
It'd be a...
See, I knew you had a... Okay, so not
a dead clown.
Not, okay, so maybe not clowns. Oh, okay.
I mean, if Matt wants me to be naked, I'll, you know, like, run around New York City butt naked. Okay.
That's not probably a good thing to do.
That's probably not.
10 grand to walk through a circus-themed haunted house attraction at Halloween.
10 grand?
Absolutely. 10 grand.
Can I beat up anybody?
No. I would do that for free.
Because last time that the wife and I went through a haunted house and a clown followed us, she literally pulled the guy to the side and was like, he's going to beat the crap out of you if you don't leave him alone. And I'm not going to, she's like, I've been holding him back right now. I'm going to stop holding him back. Jeez. And he literally like just looked
shocked.
Where
does that come from?
I don't know.
So I think we're going to go to Arx Mortis.
In Killin, Alabama?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, Josh. What is your...
No. James didn't answer. 10 grand. What's the worst thing you
I'm fascinated about your clown...
You're fascinated about the clown thing.
About your clown
James,
fear.
James, let's talk...
Fear-tish.
Let's talk creepy clown time.
Creepy clown time!
Okay.
That was good.
Yeah, that was pretty good. So what's the worst thing you would do for 10 grand?
I don't know. What? Give me something.
Would you do anything with a clown for 10 grand?
I'd kill a clown for 10 grand. I'd kill a clown for free.
You gotta stick with gross.
Would you sit down on a park bench and have a conversation with a clown for 10 grand? Not for 10 grand?
Nope.
Wow.
Would you sit down on a public toilet seat without one of those little paper covers?
In the daytime?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Those don't do anything.
No. Yeah, they don't. So
they don't give you anything in your butt, Logan. I don't know what you're thinking, but...
I'm going to get a parasite.
But you wouldn't sit down on a park bench in the middle of the day...
How long do I have to sit there
someone
with
someone in a clown suit... Talk
Five
to him.
Do I got to look at him?
Yes.
Yes.
Got to look at him? No.
Yes.
You got
to
have
to. You have to be engaged in a conversation.
You have to put your arm around him talking like
he's
you're a cat.
He's a perfectly normal clown, like just a normal guy.
No, there's no such thing as a normal clown. He's just a normal dude that's in clown
there's
attire.
There's no such thing as
it's
a normal clown.
It's like we've just put Josh in clown makeup. Like,
not a real clown.
No.
Just no. They're not going to be creepy. It's just going to be like a normal person.
For $10,000, you wouldn't do that?
Bozo was creepy.
You wouldn't do that for $10,000?
No.
Do you like pee yourself every time you walk by McDonald's and Walmart?
I don't go back.
You're psychotic.
I cannot wait to find a clown that will do something fun for us. And
well, that clown will literally die.
Yeah. I mean, you really do have to let them
sign a waiver.
They'll have to sign a waiver because I will beat the crap out of them.
James.
Zach dressed up as a...
James, for
demented
10
clown,
for
and
10 grand,
beat the crap out of him.
For 10 grand, would you eat anything I chose out of my garbage can?
Absolutely, I would.
No, there's women that live here.
Oh, see, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, you got to think. No,
he already said it. $10,000.
Am I allowed to throw up?
Are you breathing?
Matt's like, am I allowed to throw up? Well, yes. Okay. Yeah, I'll do it.
I'm not going to attempt.
But if
something
you throw up,
if it invalidates
if you throw up, you have to eat that too.
This extra geeky just got not. Really weird.
I think, are we going to just absolutely delete this and start over?
No, we're going to talk about video games.
Is this, okay. is this a practice? Is yeah, this a practice extra geeky?
I think this
geeky?
Is a practice.
Yeah, it's a practice to see what they'll put
Josh,
up with.
Josh, what about you?
I'm the one asking the questions. I have to
Hold now, on, man. $10,000.
What are you going to do?
What's your low ball?
What's my low ball? Really, I'm thinking like 25 grand is where I start.
Okay.
For what? What would you do for 25 grand?
I don't know.
Would you lick? Would you full lick a dog turd
for 25 grand?
Hearty lick.
Nope. Yeah, I said 100. I said 100 grand.
It can be dry or moist. It doesn't have to be like fresh out the dog's butt. I mean,
it could be kind of white, crusty.
What are you gonna do with 25 grand?
Put it in the bank.
Yeah. Not as much as you can do with 100 grand.
Pay for dental cleaning after licking the dog turd.
So I'll have 25 grand and $1. So my $1 won't be lonely.
Yes.
I don't know.
We're out.
That's it.
We're
out,
bud.
Really?
So
we're done.
I don't. Oh my God. I don't know. I mean, that one. I've already used that one. Come up with something better than that. Can you come up with something better than that?
No. I had something, and I was like, "Well, that's offensive."
Would you?
Would you lick peanut butter off?
What if you had to? What if you had to like Magic Mike strip in front of a bunch of women?
Who are the women?
It doesn't matter.
All the women who rejected you in high school.
they're civilians.
They're civilians?
Yeah. All the women that rejected you in high school.
For you to dance.
I would do
for
that
you to dance
that's
on stage.
Zero.
Oh. He was a good looking dude back
I
in high
was,
school.
Man. I don't know
Not
what happened.
So much anymore. I mean, me too. I used to be a good looking guy. And then
the Gov said you were old looking Tom Green the other day. He said you look like,
he said
old,
I look
Tom
like
Green.
Old Tom Green now.
Would you make out with Tom Green?
I used to look
Green
like a young George Clooney, yes. And now I look like an old yes, Tom Green.
For how much?
$10,000 make out with Tom Green.
Oh, yes.
For 5 minutes.
Oh, for sure.
5 minutes? That just get boring.
Is it, only if I can
wait,
fill
wait,
him
wait,
up.
Wait, is this like Skinamax or is this like Hustler?
This is like what,
are we talking about penetration here?
It's making out, you know?
That's a different kind of making out than you.
We have to cut this out right here.
And sorry, I was just playing. We're actually going to read the Ashley Madison list. And I'm not talking about the new game.
Alabama. Here we go.
Alanis Morissette. No. So it's 10
I
grand.
Had no choice.
That's a jagged little pill.
To sign up for.
I don't know. The Tom Green thing. Yeah, that's not gross. I would like make
Lick
out with Tom
peanut
Green.
Peanut butter off a hobo's foot.
Yeah, 10 grand.
It's cool for Tom Green to hump a dead moose.
My bum is on your lips.
My bum is on your lips.
Some mom spaghetti, give it a little kiss.
If you're lucky, you might just give
it
a little kiss.
You know all the M&M. It's crazy. So the bum thing, yeah, 10 grand. That's an easy 10 grand. I'd do that all day.
You'd lick a bum?
He'd lick the peanut butter off a hobo's
would
foot.
Would you lick the toe jam from in between a bum's toes?
You'd have to start at 25 grand.
Okay.
It depended on the bum.
That's where the peanut butter is, though, man. That's where it gets the
That's
best.
Not peanut butter. I don't know what anyone's
this
told
is
you.
The most disgusting conversation I've ever had in my entire life.
No, but, it's not, Matt.
But
we've had way
love.
Worse.
We yeah. have.
Yeah, we have. Just, it hasn't gotten
But because this one's broadcast. On microphones, I just feel...
Yeah, no, we've
feel,
had some pretty bad
I feel
ones on
super
microphones.
Ashamed.
Yeah. Super yeah. ashamed.
We've had bad ones on a microphone. They've never been released
we've
to the public.
We've just named our price, guys. Yeah. Like, we're going to get emails individually. I will give you $20,000 to drink a cup of my spit.
We're all whores.
Yeah, pretty much.
Isn't everybody,
I could
though?
Buy a lot of plastic models
can
with $20,000.
Yeah, you can. So what? What? You could buy a lot of.
He's gonna
what?
Buy a lot of little fake transformers.
That's what you would do, stupid,
that's a transformer.
Isn't it? That's what he would do.
He wouldn't
do
buy a new phone. He'd buy more plastic models.
Are we gonna talk about video games?
No, sure.
I would buy every game that's on this list. Not really.
No, you wouldn't.
Fix it. Would you? Would you get
zombie
lovers,
Vikings?
Lovers in a Dangerous Space Time?
No,
I would. You don't know me.
I do know you. All right, Logan, so...
I'm hearing this buzz, am I?
It's not
welcome to the Just Us Geeks Fall Game Preview.
Just Us Geeks.
Continue.
Excuse me.
Today, we're going to be talking about the games that are going to be in your face and in your hands in a few months.
Actually, some are right now.
Yeah.
Some are today.
In my hands! In my hands!
That's what the end should have been.
Leave it in my hands!
We still have to do the end too. Wow. Oh,
that was on Now 9, guys. That was.
Oh, we're like three behind now. Oh my
God. Anyway, there are.
There's a lot of games coming
Logan,
out.
Logan, you need me to do this for you? All right, September 1. We're starting from the beginning.
There are 9 games coming out today. 9.
That's just insane. Now, how many of these are actual games that you would buy?
Let's see.
Oh, because it is September 1st.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to tell you.
I'm still
Tuesday.
Trying to get my day straight. Shut up.
It's not Wednesday.
Continue,
it's Tuesday.
Logan.
I would purchase Mad Max and Metal Gear.
Yeah. What about Danganronpa?
Already got them.
I would actually get Danganronpa because I had the first one on.
Question.
The
Hold up. Pronounce that again.
Danganronpa.
Danganronpa.
Is like this Zombie Vikings for PS4. Is that a PlayStation Gold?
What is the Deer God?
I don't know.
Deer God.
The Deer God.
Deer God.
It's a game by Ted Cruz. So.
No, I thought that was one of the new Duck Dynasty games.
But good. Then we have a little ways to go, and then we get the next big release with Super Mario Maker for Wii U.
Now that's
not
September.
A little ways; that's 2 weeks away.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks away. You've got ample time to play Mad Max and Metal Gear
Solid. That is 2 weeks,
5.
And I heard an interesting thing about Super Mario Maker that if that game had released at launch for the Wii U,
yeah,
would have completely changed the
Everything.
System.
It would have completely changed the system. And to me, honestly, if this game were $29.99 downloadable on the eShop, I'd buy this game all day. I'm not paying full retail price to build my own stupid Mario level.
Why not? People have been doing it for years with the PlayStation.
I've heard so many great things about Super Mario Maker. Like, it is made for the Wii U.
You just get it to download everybody else's levels. Like, that's
what I've heard too, is that it's for that. It's for not really building your own, but it's like the challenges of playing other people's levels.
You can, like, you can favorite the levels and you can download those levels so you can actually play your favorites offline.
Yeah.
So I mean, it. I think it's got enough features that it's going to make it. Worth
I wonder
it.
When it's going to like the first curse word level is going to come.
Oh wait,
up
wait,
and
wait. Here's a thing that I heard this somewhere. I can't remember that on Mario Maker you don't get the full unlock on day one.
You get
some stuff on day one, then some stuff on day two, then some stuff on day three, then some stuff on day four. They're forcing
it's
you to
kind
learn
of like,
how to play the game.
It's kind of like the Animal Crossing approach. Like, you can't just do everything on the game on day one. Like, you can only do so much on one day, and then you wait till the next day, and then there's a lot more
It's
you
not
can do.
For me. I want to play it all day one.
It keeps you... Yeah. I mean, I understand that concept, and I think it works.
It's a concept that wants you to...
I appreciate it.
Right.
There's progression. That's the thing with games these days, is there has to be constant progression. You have to be rewarded constantly for what you're doing.
Right.
But to keep you interested.
You're not rewarded. You just have to wait the actual time.
Because here's
this.
The thing. It ends up being 5 minutes a day for 5 days. Or like 9 days or something like that. That's a short amount of time when you think about it. It's like 45 minutes to an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I would just sit down and go through that in 45 minutes to an hour and a
half.
If
I could,
If I could, let me do it.
But if they gave you all of the tools available on day one, would it be... I mean, this isn't for people like you who...
Right.
Who no. want everything from day one. They want to just expertly craft their own level. They want new people to be slowly introduced to this so they can...
get comfortable with the game.
Yeah, get comfortable with it and be able to make... You know, creative thing.
I don't see any difference between that and like day one DLC, honestly.
Yeah.
Give me my entire game. I paid for
well,
it.
I see both sides. I am with you, Logan, though. But I think it would be cool to play on day one and play other people's levels on day one, then other people's levels on day two with the new tools and like step your way up.
Yeah.
I think that would be cool. But I don't know.
It's limiting. Like,
I think this game...
I see both sides of it, but I understand why they're doing it the way they're doing it.
The retail price of this game is way too high.
Nintendo has a problem, though, of like... People say it's DLC like they did with Splatoon.
Yes.
They released Splatoon and then they're like, we're going to give you free DLC updates. No, you're going to give us guns and maps that should have been in the game from the beginning. There were like 4 maps in the beginning and like 6 guns.
Splatoon is apparently really great and is really fun. I've not played it, but
I've heard a lot of good things about it.
I've heard a lot of things about it.
I don't have a Wii U, but I wish I do now that there's Super Mario Maker.
Coming up next after that is Destiny releases the Taken King expansion. And you didn't mark these on your
list. Which has upset a lot of people.
Yeah, you didn't mark these on your list, Logan, but also on the same day is Elder Scrolls Online for Xbox One.
That's the expansion.
Forza Motorsport 6. 6 and NHL 16. All of those are incredibly popular games.
I'm looking at getting NHL 16 this year.
Seriously? It looks pretty good.
Yeah, I like hockey.
I haven't played a hockey game since 96.
I think Forza does their games incredibly
well. It's the best driving simulation in video games, Forza, in my opinion.
Get out. Gran Turismo.
No.
No, Forza's better.
I've always preferred Forza.
Damage in it. That's the only thing. But it's got the most realistic driving.
And it also
in
has
Gran
cosmetics.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Which is good.
So, Destiny Taken King. Logan, you told me you traded in your copy of Destiny.
I did. I'm done. The Taken King looks really good. It looks like what Destiny should have released as a year ago, or they should have waited to release now. It is the game that Destiny should have been.
This is the download that doesn't this totally eradicate Dink's performance?
Yeah, Dink is gone.
He was too hard to get to do the part consistently, so...
Then I don't understand why they got him in the first place.
They did this to... this also,
if they have a 10-year plan for this game, then you have Peter Dinklage for 10 years.
You
which
lock
is,
him down for 10.
Well, which is a high price.
But they also went back and eradicated his performance in the original game.
Yep. He is not your guide in the... Or if you pick up
which is so crazy to me.
There are all kinds of people out there who hated his performance. I liked it. I thought it was fine.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
It wasn't the best written. I mean, he didn't have the best script to work with.
Have you heard Nolan North's performance though?
No, I haven't.
They've released one line in a trailer, and it's better than everything Peter Dinklage ever did for that character.
But Peter Dinklage is supposed to be a robot. Nolan North is a very accomplished voice actor. He's a great actor. He does his job well, but
he gives emotion to the robot that's supposed to have emotion though. And I don't think the Dink got that.
But do you feel that way because Cortana has emotion in Halo?
No, it's because the ghosts are literally supposed to have curiosity and emotion built into them.
It never bothered me. I thought he was fine.
They've explained that.
I just imagine him as like this Guilty Spark type. Yeah,
but even
character.
Guilty Spark had emotion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, but I've never played Destiny, but when people talk about Peter Dinklage and... what he does in that game, I think of Guilty Spark.
I think Nolan North is going to be more welcoming as the character, honestly.
Sure.
All right, so...
Nolan North is good.
On September 20th, we get the next Skylanders game.
It's got that amiibo problem with it.
Yeah, well, from everything that I've heard from folks on the inside at GameStop, they don't expect Skylanders to go too much longer.
Well, the Supercharger specifically has the Donkey Kong and... Bowser figures that are putting them in the Wii U version of Skylanders, but you can get one of them with the Wii U starter kit and one of them with the DS starter kit. So you have to pay like $100-something
That's
for both amiibos.
That's fine. I think I'll just wait until September 27th to get Lego Dimensions.
Well, yeah. You're going to just skip over FIFA 16?
Animal Crossing?
I'm not an Animal Crossing fan.
Not me either.
Animal Crossing is huge, though. So it Animal is. Crossing it's fans, huge. September 25th, you're going to be happy.
FIFA is looking like a great game, though.
FIFA is under so much scrutiny right now that nobody cares.
Yeah.
Like, they released a documentary that made like $800 its opening weekend.
Yeah. I see there's something that's going to make you happy coming up on September 29th.
Well, I might take a dive into Lego Dimensions on the 27th. But yeah, on this I think is an interesting day. On September 29th, we get NBA 2K 16. Yeah. And NBA Live. Now that's right now. They have like canceled.
2K is a Spike Lee joint, right?
Yeah. This one.
What?
Yes,
Spike
sir.
Lee?
Yeah. NBA 2K 16 is a Spike Lee joint, son. It's going to be awesome.
The career mode is a
Spike Lee. It was directed by Spike Lee.
I guess I'm going to get an NBA game.
I'm telling you, it's worth it. Everything I've seen from it's great. NBA. These guys at 2K Sports are really stepping their game up. I wish somebody would let them have a shot at football again. I wish they could somehow wrangle the rights away to NCAA.
Nobody has
the rights to NCAA now. It's time they could do it. NFL 2K, one of the greatest games of all time, that series. Jeremy Weathers and I played the crap out of those. First-person helmet mode, oh my God. Awesome stuff.
Oh, it was a terrible way to play the game.
Me and
I didn't
Matt
like first place.
Played MLB.
2K5 was
we played 2K4 MLB. Remember at the apartment?
Okay.
On the Xbox. We played that like every day.
The 2K games are some of the best looking games
they
on
are.
The market, right?
The baseball
game. Yeah, the baseball
game.
Yeah, 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 okay. And the show, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it is interesting that they're actually releasing NBA Live 16 the same day. The same
I don't
day,
understand why NBA Live
NBA
is
Live
still
15
trying.
Came out last year and they had to release a letter of apology because it was so bad.
Yeah, the Live franchise used to be king until 2K came
didn't,
out.
Didn't
yes,
Live
sir.
Used to be like the
it
big
used to be the one?
One.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so Tony Prox Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5 also comes out on 29. Yeah,
NBA Jam.
Now with cell shading.
Really?
Is it going to be cell shaded?
Yep. Really?
Nice. Yep.
You guys didn't know that?
No.
I didn't know they'd cell done shading. That.
Oh.
I'm looking forward to Tony
that
Hawk.
That kind of changes my opinion of it.
I mean,
just
I'm still
a
gonna, I'm still going to get yeah. it. I'm definitely getting Tony Hawk.
Okay, now here,
moving on
here's
to
a, here's
October.
A, here we go with October. Here's the date to remember that we must all remember. October the 6th.
I won't be here.
Transformers Devastation.
Rock Band right. 4.
I'm talking about Rock Band 4.
Oh, that's right. I won't have any money to buy Transformers because of Rock Band 4.
Oh, I was talking about Dengeki Bunko Fighting Climax.
You and your bunghole can fight whatever
I actually know
letter.
What that is.
I have no idea what that is.
He heard about it on his... Never mind.
On
so.
His little card
no,
game.
No, it's actually got it's got some characters from famous animes and light novel stories as a fighting game. No.
So Rock Band 4.
Rock
Band 4. Do that. Yeah.
Rock Band 4.
That's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
I'm going to get new instruments.
Sure.
I think now is the time to get new instruments.
All mine work with it, so I'm not...
I think I'm going to upgrade. I think I'm going to get new instruments.
Okay. I'm looking
for
forward
Matt,
to that.
You know, new drum set for Matt.
Yeah.
I'm keeping my old drum set with the cymbals.
Okay, so let's see. The Uncharted collection.
Oh,
that
I can't wait.
Comes out October 9th.
Can't wait for that.
Yoshi's
awesome.
Woolly World.
That looks pretty good, actually.
The wool games are
hey, guess
like,
what? It's another platformer from Nintendo. Go platform yourself to death.
In wool. Yeah.
Why don't you hate something a little bit?
God. Like I hate Dragon Ball Z. Extreme Butoden.
Butoden.
That's a 2D fighter for the
I hate
3DS.
It too. I hate DBZ. Yeah.
Oh, look, it's hard.
Hey, we know
alive.
A whole bunch of people who voice stuff in Dragon Ball Z.
You do.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I say you do. We
I
do.
Mean, you do.
I'm sure
extension.
You're great people, but I hate your cartoon.
Yeah, it's stupid. So, like
Guitar Hero Live October 20th,
which you have to pay a subscription to watch people play the game.
So dumb.
I think Guitar
they're
Hero's
killing
dead
themselves
in the water.
Again.
It's
yeah,
dead in the water. Already.
Dead in the water. I think their new
Guitar
new
Hero's
system,
been dead.
It's a monthly subscription game to watch people play and to perform in front of a, like.
And apparently it's really hard to play too.
Yeah, that's what like, that's everything I'm reading too. Like if
Rock
I wanted
Band,
to
Rock Band has always been
it's
superior.
Always been better.
If I wanted to play a guitar for real, I'd go play one, but I want to play a
get
video.
Get Rocksmith
game
if you're gonna do
yeah, if you're gonna do that.
Guitar
yeah.
Smith.
Yeah.
And then
it's Rocksmith.
It's Rocksmith. I think yeah, it is.
Rocksmith. Not Guitar Smith.
So
Guitar Smith.
Logan, you have on October 23rd, Assassin's Creed Syndicate marked.
Yep.
But you didn't have marked The Legend of Zelda Triforce Heroes.
Or Fatal Frame.
Fatal Frame. That, it's
Madonna,
which is only on Wii U.
Madonna of Blackwater.
I really should have marked Fatal Frame because it's a non-platformer coming out for the Wii U.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it'll probably get canceled.
You can go non-platformer yourself.
That's an M-rated horror game.
Yeah, it is. It
why is it only on the Wii U?
So
I don't
for me,
because the
oh,
Wii U's hardcore,
because of the camera.
Man.
The camera.
The camera in Fatal Frame.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
Wii U's okay. hardcore.
So you're going to okay. be doing a lot of this stupid stuff okay. the whole time you're yeah. playing it.
So for me, I'm going to
use our stupid touchpad.
I'm going to buy Rock Band 4, then I'm going to save my money up and buy an Xbox
for
one.
Halo 5
and buy,
Guardians.
WWE 2K16
on October 27th. Yay! What a horrible day for them to release WWE 2K16.
I know, and if you pre-order, you get to play as Terminator. That's
but not so. Hulk Hogan.
Who?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
Who's snapping to a tree limb?
He's in Halo 5
oh,
now.
Oh, no! Oh no, brother.
Master Hogan.
Master Hogan.
October 27th, Halo 5. I'm excited for that.
I'm excited for
Guardians. Supposed to have a big old campaign and like good
yeah,
multiplayer.
The campaign's supposed to be twice as long as the longest campaign, which was like
10 minutes.
Halo 1.
Is Master Chief still alive?
The Chief is alive.
Yeah, Chief is alive. Yeah.
John is still alive.
He's like a part cyborg. He has an extended lifespan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought he died at the end of 3.
No.
No.
And then Halo 4 happened.
And then Halo 4 happened.
And it's just...
But I didn't play Halo 4. I played Halo 1 and 2. That's what I know.
Stay out of this conversation.
And Halo Wars, which was good.
You know they're doing a Halo Wars 2.
I do.
Yeah. So you want to borrow my Xbox?
It's a weird game to come out with.
Yeah. You want to borrow my Xbox?
I don't think anybody liked it.
They didn't.
I loved it.
I did too.
It was fun.
I don't think it tested.
Shall we go to November?
Let's get into November. Probably the best thing coming out on November 3rd is Peanuts Snoopy's Grand Adventure.
That beats out Need for Speed for sure.
It sure does. Yeah. Need for Speed, that franchise is toast.
No, this is a relaunch.
It's toast.
How do you reboot a car driving game? Car driving game.
You make it more driving.
We're rebooting NASCAR, guys.
We're going to turn right instead of left.
We call it Nitro instead of NOS now.
It's going to be because Criterion, that's Burnout. They have Need for Speed now, yeah. Right?
Yeah. So Burnout was good.
So it's going to be Need for Speed, Burnout.
Yeah. They've been that way. They've been that way for a while. Yeah,
they've taken out Crash Mode, and I hate
the last Need for Speed was horrible. Hot Pursuit, terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
I wish they'd bring Burnout back and bring Crash Mode back. That was always so much fun.
Call of Duty Black Ops 3 comes out November 6th for you dude bros.
That'll probably do well.
Probably will, which is horrible that you won't have the money to buy Fallout 4.
Oh, it's already
I think it's going to be... Isn't Call of Duty going to be like almost Team Fortress-y with class-based stuff?
I think so this time around.
It's still build a class. I mean, there's no... Like you've always...
But there's like a bow and arrow now.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess so.
I don't know.
It's stupid. So
I only played Modern Warfare 2.
So why would Rise of the Tomb Raider also come out on Xbox One the same day?
Because it's only coming out on Xbox One.
Oh, it comes out the same day as Fallout?
I know.
I have a feeling that may move a week either direction. It may Fallout 4 is game of the year. It may move forward a week.
Really?
Fallout 4 is game of the year.
They're saying Metal Gear has high contention of being game of the year.
It'll be Metal Gear or Fallout.
It'll come down
Fallout
to those
4
two.
Is going
to
be too buggy to get game of the year, honestly.
No.
Fallout's always get a game of the year award.
Yeah. They get it from somebody. They get a game of the year edition just because they need to put all
I don't
that
think
DLC
this one's
going to
come out buggy. Yeah. I don't think
it's going to come out buggy because it's an open world game.
They've been done with it for a long time. They've been done with Fallout 4 for a long time. I don't think Bethesda is going to release a game that is not mostly problem-free.
Right.
There's probably going to be, you know, as with every game, there's going to be glitches.
I'm probably sure. Kill your PS4.
But they learned a lot from Skyrim.
Skyrim, yeah.
Okay, now here's the point where we have to stop and say it is the holiday season at this point on this calendar.
Yes.
You've already spent a crap ton of money on video games.
The fall has been expensive.
It's about to get more expensive.
Wintertime is even more.
Yeah.
Winter is coming.
Because...
November 17th.
Battlefront.
Nobody cares.
Star Wars Battlefront.
Oh, but James, so many people care.
I care deeply.
It's
going
to be so crappy.
You say that because you didn't have a single
and this
player
is DICE?
Campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's DICE.
So but this is their next attempt to try to take down Call of Duty.
They've been working on this since before Battlefield 4, though.
Okay.
It's some speculation that like this is why Battlefield 4 was so crappy. It was because they were working on Battlefront.
Oh, why are you not keen on Battlefront, James?
Well, just it's basically multiplayer only.
The original Battlefronts were multiplayer only.
No, it was not.
Yeah, they were, James. I'm sorry. They had like star campaign mode, but that was just playing multiplayer mode against bots.
I hate you so much.
There was no storyline in Battlefront. So
I remember
sorry.
There being some kind of
there was,
campaign.
There was a campaign mode in Battlefront 2.
And,
because we played
and two there
the
was
crap
for sure.
Out of Battlefield 2 or and Battlefront 2.
Yeah, and 2 there was for sure.
You still
I'm just
played multiple multiplayer matches against bots.
Anyway, the pre-order special mode is a taunt. You pre-order the game, you get a special taunt.
Yeah, and that's
what does a taunt do?
You just get to like move around or dance or
your
something.
Your character does a special animation that only you have.
And well, everyone,
you and
all
everybody
the millions
who pre-ordered.
Of other people who pre-ordered.
I hope that it is what you just did.
Yeah, I know,
that'd be
right?
great. That'd be with the force.
The force
finger.
I'm getting it, and you can't ruin my fun, James.
I'm going to get Fallout,
I'm gonna
and I'm not going to play anything
so
else for
it.
A year.
It's exactly. That's my point exactly. You'll want to spend more money, but... You won't because
everybody
at that point,
everybody has that one game on here that they're going to get, and that's going to be their game.
It's going to be really hard to pry me away from Halo once that comes out of the pod.
You're going
to
play Halo.
But see, and it's going to be really hard to pry me away from Rock Band for Halo.
Yeah.
And This is insane.
Rock Band is such a good game because that's something my wife will actually play with me.
Replay there's value, a
lot
baby.
Of there's a lot of stuff coming out this holiday. It's going to be 2015 has been already it's been a great year for games.
I want to jump ahead to the last thing in November, yeah. Logan, that One Final Breath with three release dates.
Yeah, for the different systems.
Yeah. Do you have any kind of idea what's going on here?
It's terrible.
I mean, PC Linux is getting it on November 26th.
That means Steam is going to have it first.
Mac gets yeah. it on the 28th.
I don't know what the November 30th
well, James,
date
when
is
games
for.
Come out for different platforms, sometimes it takes longer than others.
It's 2-day increments for platforms.
Yeah, it happens, though. There's sometimes a 1-day difference. Yeah. There used to be a 2-day difference between Xbox and PlayStation a lot for yeah. digital releases simply because their stores updated on different days.
Okay.
Now you feel
Tuesday.
Dumb.
I don't feel dumb.
No. The release before that is Star Fox Zero for Wii U.
Which looks exactly
Who
like
cares?
Star Fox 64.
Who but freaking
They've not improved
cares.
The graphics at
they
all.
They did not it's, do anything with
it's
this game.
Star Fox 64.
No, they showed off that tech demo last year, and then everybody got so excited. They're like, we have to release this game, guys. Skin it really quick. Skin yeah. it and then put it out.
Yeah.
It's going to be...
It's going to be bad.
It's going to be bland, yeah, very bland, but it's going to get rave reviews and Nintendo.
From those people, but that's it.
Yeah.
So Just Cause 3 really is about it but for the end of the year
well,
after
we
that.
We got Hitman.
Yeah, you may, but nobody else will.
Hitman games are like all, another pinnacle of stealth games, really. But Just Cause 3 is December 1st, followed by Xenoblade Chronicles X on the Wii U.
Love that Rainbow
another
Six.
Another non-platformer. Yeah, Rainbow Six.
Siege is going to sell a lot. The Rainbow Six games.
And then Hitman on December 8th. And then everybody's going to be doing Christmas things.
Did we talk about at the beginning of the year how we thought this was going to be one of the biggest games, biggest years in gaming in a long time?
Yeah, we talked about that. And I think
we're right. This is just ridiculous. I mean, easy... 10 games here that I'm like, I could buy that. I could buy that. I could buy that.
I'm obligated to get Rock Band so my 200 downloaded songs aren't just useless.
That's true. I mean, is this the best year in gaming in 5-10 years, you think?
No?
No,
I mean, it's close? A good one.
Come on, we're getting Fallout 4 and it's, Metal Gear Solid 5 and Halo 5.
I mean, it's a great year, but... I don't know.
You know, we said
I'm gonna get Fallout and I'm gonna get Rock Band and that's gonna be it. I buy like 2 or 3 games a year.
You know, I think Halo is honestly a harbinger of good game years because we did say that like Halo 1 and Halo 2's release years had some really solid yeah. titles in it. So
yeah.
I really think Halo brings.
I'm expecting
good...
big things out of Halo 5.
Yeah,
I really am. So we'll see.
I hope it does well.
We're going to co-op that campaign, Josh?
Yes.
We're
going to
co-op that campaign.
There's no split screen.
No.
Anymore.
You can co-op over the internet.
I know. I'm just saying there's no split screen.
Not for campaign. There's split screen for online, though.
Yeah, there's split screen.
I know.
That's the only thing that it matters for.
Okay.
Play the story.
This is the first Halo game that's not split screen. I'm just saying.
It's kind of.
I don't think that's a problem. I really don't.
We'll see. All right, so that's
this has
your
been like a super extra geeky.
Yeah, we're extra
super geeky,
mega geeky, super duper geeky,
super ultra mega geeky.
What would you do the for definitive extra edition. Geeky? This is the definitive edition of extra geeky, where you found out the most horrible.
You get all
thing.
The DLC.
This is the goatee.
This is the Geekonomics episode.
Game of the year.
Season goatee. Pass.
I understand what a goatee yeah. is.
Okay,
look, do me a favor. Go right now. Geekfuel.com/justusgeeks. Help us out. Help you out. It'd be great.
Get some cool stuff.
Get some cool stuff.
You get games with it.
Games are great.
Steam code.
You get a game every time.
Get a
time.
Game.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to do that. If you don't have it, you know, if you haven't tweeted at us, get that shirt.
Give Hashtag me that shirt.
Give me that shirt.
Give me that shirt.
Do it. We'll do it. All right.
Well, this is an awkward way.
I
like,
told you. I was just going to pick the weirdest random one to end on.
So maybe we've done this before.
So maybe, well, we've done two princes too, and you are like,
we have not done that.
We have opened, not done.
We opened with two princes.
We have
we
never
ended with,
ended
two,
with
princes.
Two princes.
No, I don't want a prince of level odd to be. No,
never done that.
We've never done it.
It's too late now.
Now we're listening to Wham.
Wham.
Wake me up.
I knew
before you go, go.
I hate the song. God, I hate the song so much.
Wake me up before you go, go.
I hate the song too, Josh.
It's catchy though.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. Yeah, no, it's not. Go, it's pure evil.
Evil.
It's pretty bad.
Why is it evil though?
Why are we getting George Michael?
I just don't like this song. I don't hate George Michael. I just don't like this song.
Get that high. Yeah, yeah. Wow, that was really good.
I know.
You wearing your tights under those pants?
I am.
Weird. He can only hit the high notes in his tights. I didn't even come see that show.
I know you did. Matt is my only friend who came and saw my show. I love you, Matt.
I love you.
It wasn't really your show.
I will always come to see your show.
Matt, who was the best part of that show?
The witch.
Who was the second best part of that show?
The cow.
Who's the third best part of that show?
The ushers.
Leah Petty.
What are you laughing at, Logan?
What? Just laughing at the joke.
Leah was good in the show.
But seriously, that witch was phenomenal.
Yeah, she was really good.
Seriously, James, you were in that show.
Did you not enjoy my performance, Matt?
I did enjoy your performance. I'm just giving you crap, but that witch was really good.
She was really good.
She was really good.
I saw it on DVD. Oh, crap. I said that on the air. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. I'm Ron Burgundy.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Fade out before that.
Nah.
Please.
Please what?
Wake me up.
Jitterbug.
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 Go fuck.